This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 888. That Jack Smith, the headhunting special counsel appointed by Joe Biden's administration to prosecute Donald Trump, also teamed up with the FBI to spy on nearly a dozen Republican senators. The New York Times didn't even report it. Thankfully, under new management, the FBI blew the whistle on itself, with Director Kash Patel and Deputy Director Dan Bongino revealing that Smith and a team of agents investigating the Capitol riot of January 6, 2021 were tracking the communications and phone calls of Senators Lindsey Graham, Marsha Blackburn, Ron Johnson, who will be on my Life, Liberty, and Levin Saturday. You're not going to want to miss that. Josh Hawley, Cynthia Loomis, and Tommy Tuberville. Patel and Bongino said some of the agents involved in the improper snooping have been fired, and the two are continuing to probe the affair. The misdeeds involve subpoenas to phone companies, with only senators from the opposing party targeted. At least part of the effort overlapped with Nancy Pelosi's House partisan so-called select committee investigating the events of January 6th. Regardless, the fact that the FBI was targeting elected Republican leaders is a bombshell story by any standard. And I just want to add, the second bombshell which needs to be investigated is who knew about it at the higher levels. I can tell you, as somebody that worked at the Justice Department at the highest levels, that a special counsel or a prosecutor of any kind would not be seeking subpoenas and getting subpoenas of senators' phone records without the higher-ups approving it. There's just no way. Especially in the light of the decades-long history, the FBI's habit of spying on domestic political dissidents, he writes, going back to the early days of the Cold War and lasting through the Civil Rights Movement. The low point came under J. Edgar Hoover, who hated Martin Luther King Jr., aimed to destroy him by linking him to the Communist Party. Of course, he had help with that by the Kennedys. So far, the current controversy is hardly the equal of that sort of affair, but it's a very big deal anytime the FBI surveils elected officials and private citizens for political reasons. I'm not sure I agree with that. I mean, we're not even talking about one senator here. We're talking about several senators. Yet there wasn't a single word of this huge news in the slimes. The facts are inconvenient for the paper's narrative, which is Trump is in a class by himself when it comes to weaponizing the Department of Justice for political purposes. Mm-hmm. Moreover, to report the facts about Smith would require the Times to admit its role in protecting the Biden regime during Smith's tenure. Yes. That's right. So it continued to follow its playbook, Biden good, Trump bad, with its turnkey of a distracting headline. Quote, as Trump's Justice Department pursues its enemies, an ally goes on trial. Huh? The story was about a small-time donor to Trump's 2020 campaign charged with gathering illegal donations from Chinese citizens, highlighting this inconsequential case that gave the gray lady a chance to jump on its hobby horse that Trump, unlike all his predecessors, routinely uses the Justice Department to go after his enemies. Except that's exactly what Biden did and Obama did. In fact, they used the CIA, too, and the other intelligence services. That's where the Time's own cover-up comes into play, writes. When you've been riding shotgun for the corrupt deep state for a decade, as the paper has, the last thing you want to report is that your sources are guilty of the very things you accused Trump of doing. The FBI, then under James Comey, relentlessly leaked to the Times, especially in the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax. The paper proved itself a loyal errand boy for whatever lies Comey and his band of dirty cops wanted to spread to hobble the new president. More to the point, the paper's editors know their claim that Trump alone politicizes law enforcement is false because of the recipient of these leaks. They know that because they knew Biden did it first. They reported it, albeit in a very roundabout way. The Times disclosed Biden took office wanting his Justice Department to prosecute Trump. Its reporters had the goods, but trying to avoid making a Democrat it endorsed, endorsed look bad, they backed into the story. In an article on April 2, 2022, that focused on Merrick Garland. Why isn't Merrick Garland being forced to testify or being questioned? What happened to him? Is he another one that's not mentally fit? I'm curious. I'm not mocking. I don't know. And he goes on to recount what was done to Trump by the New York Times. But it is interesting, isn't it, how the New York Times isn't reporting on it or didn't? I mean, how do you even get away with that? And claim to be a real newspaper, the paper of record. How do you even get away with that? You know, Jim Trusty and I were talking last evening about how this propaganda from the Democrats and what you see happening with ICE and the assassination of Kirk and the assassination attempts against the president and the assassination of the young couple that worked for the Israeli embassy and on and on and on, and how the Democrats just keep going on and on, the left keeps going on, that this could happen again. And he said, and I agreed, that it will happen again. And so here we have, from WUSA Channel 9 in Washington, D.C., a large cache of homemade destructive devices. Court documents give insight into arrest of a man with Molotov cocktails outside the Washington, D.C. Cathedral. Court documents are giving new insight into the arrest of a man accused of having a tent of explosives on the steps of a high-profile D.C. cathedral last weekend. Metropolitan Police Department said Louis Geary, 41, had set up a tent on the steps of the cathedral at St. Matthew's the Apostle on Rhode Island Avenue Northwest and refused to leave Sunday morning. Court documents obtained by WUSA 9 showed the police officers were helping clear the block of special religious event at the cathedral. One officer noticed Geary on the top of the steps shortly before 5:15 a.m. The officer reportedly told Geary that he needed to move the tent he had erected on the stairs off the church grounds. That's when Geary allegedly refused and told the officer, "You might want to stay back and call the federales. I have explosive bombs." Sergeant came to help and told Geary she was the bomb squad. Court documents describe Geary as sounding agitated as he spoke through the tent. And the sergeant told Geary that there was going to be an event and they needed him to move. He allegedly admitted that he was aware of the event before threatening to throw an explosive bomb out of the tent. "You want me to throw one out?" Geary quoted, saying in the court documents, "I'll test one out in the street. I have 100+ of them. If you just step back, I'll throw one in the street. No one will get hurt. There'll be a hole in the street. If you just step back, I'll take out that tree. No one will get hurt. There will just be a hole there, a tree where a tree used to be." You see, it's the nut jobs. Some of them aren't nut jobs. Some of them are very, they're just craven. But nut jobs are triggered by this propaganda and so forth. While trying to de-escalate the situation, the sergeant agreed to look at something Geary had written upon opening the tent. Sergeant saw a butane light in Geary's hand and several pages of torn-out notebook paper with writing on it. The paperwork was reportedly titled Written Negotiations for the Avoidance of Destruction of Property via Detention of Explosives. It allegedly revealed Geary's significant animosity towards the Catholic Church, members of the Jewish faith, members of the Supreme Court, and ICE. See, it's perfect. Catholic Church, Jews, the Supreme Court justices, and ICE, all of which are on the hit list of the Democrat Party. Yeah, pretty sick. We'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Sea monsters have taken over Turtle Bay Museum from the American Museum of Natural History and circulated by the Smithsonian. Sea Monsters Unearthed explores how fossils contribute to our global understanding of the planet's past, featuring large-scale skeletons and interactive displays for all ages, offering a new perspective on the ancient world. Sea Monsters Unearthed at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading, now through January 11th. Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Paid for by term provider. Premiums will vary. Plans depend on age, location, and other factors. Visit BigBlue.com.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even porky, or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call term provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336 or visit BigBlue.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. 800-444-9336.
I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
This is the reason why liberals hate this show. But listen anyway. They know they're probably wrong. Mark Levin is on the radio.
We be back, as we like to say. Let me ask you something. Do you know what Marxism is? What socialism and communism have done to nations around the world? Hillsdale College is a free online course that exposes these dangerous ideologies. It's called Marxism, Socialism, and Communism. And the course dives deeply into the writings of Marx and Lenin, shows how their ideas have led to tyranny, poverty, the destruction of liberty. Hillsdale doesn't pull any punches, and they can help you learn the truth so you can spread the word. If you care about freedom, and you do, and if you care about your children's future, and you do, you need to understand, we need to understand what this threat is. This course is absolutely free. You can take it anytime, anywhere. Hillsdale's doing what some of our schools and universities won't do. Educate Americans about the dangers of collectivism, the dangers of a mandani. So go right now to levinforhillsdale.com to enroll. That's L-E-V-I-N for Hillsdale.com. There's no cost. It's easy to get started. That's levinforhillsdale.com to register for free. L-E-V-I-N for Hillsdale.com. Elise Stefanik is one of our favorite people, not just politicians, one of our favorite people. And it appears that in a poll in New York, her chances are surging. From Breitbart, House Republican leadership chairwoman Elise Stefanik is nipping at Governor Kathy's heels after the embattled governor endorsed Democrat nominee, communist, Islamist, American hater, Jew hater, multimillionaire Zoran Mandami for New York City mayor. A statewide poll obtained exclusively by Breitbart News, conducted on behalf of EPAC, her leadership PAC, shows Hochul in a deeply vulnerable position, with Stefanik within 5 points, and Hochul heading into the 2026 election, just as I said, 5 points ahead. It was a large group of people surveyed. Likely voters, again, that's the right group to survey, 48 to 43. Once voters contacted by the polls are aware of her position, that is that she endorsed Mandami, Stefanik leads Hochul by 1 point, 46.4% to 45.9%. The data is clear that Kathy Hochul, the worst governor in America, is a deeply embattled and historically unpopular failed governor who's struggling to even gain support from her own party, Stefanik said. It's now crystal clear why Kathy Hochul bent the knee to the communist anti-Semite running for mayor of New York City, because she desperately needed to shore up her own party. Hochul's endorsement of Mandami shocked many political prognosticators, including President Donald Trump. He said, Governor Kathy Hochul of New York has endorsed the little communist Zoran Mandami running for mayor of New York. That's a rather shocking development, and a very bad one for New York City, he said on Truth Social. How can such a thing happen? Washington will be watching this situation very closely. No reason to be sending good money after bad. Her stunt does not appear to be working. Mandami did not endorse her, the unpopular Hochul, after she endorsed him. I mean, think about what a nitwit she is. The polarizing Mandami has little reason to quickly endorse Hochul. Her popularity since her election has plummeted, as her stewardship of the state has earned little praise, including from her own party. Alex DeGrasse, Team Elise Executive Director, called the poll devastating for the worst governor in America, although there's like 10 of them that are tied for that. Hochul's dismissal, Hochul's dismal record of failure and bending the knee to Kami Mandami is causing her already weak support to crater across New York. Voters want change and a governor who will fight for them, which is why they will resoundingly reject Hochul for new leadership. and replace her with new leadership, Elise Stefanik, if she decides to run. I hope she decides to run. She'll have our strongest possible support. Wow, wouldn't that be fantastic? And, you know, I hate to say it, with Mamdani as potential mayor, that's going to help Stefanik in the long run because people are not going to want more of that. What's truly remarkable about this poll, it's before Elise has even formally announced her campaign, DeGrasse said. And DeGrasse is right. There's a reason why Kathy's running scared. So Stefanik hasn't even announced. She hasn't even announced. Okay. By the way, I'm sure you heard by now, James Comey pled not guilty. Fact is, you've been indicted, you're a defendant, and you'll always be an indicted defendant. They got a Biden judge, that's a big problem. That's the way it works out there. They just manage to get all the right judges, don't they? Seems that way. They manage to get all the right judges, a Biden judge. Let's see if we can slip one in here. We'll do our best, Mr. Producer. Lee from Leesburg, Virginia, the great WMAL. Go right ahead, please.
Yeah, Mark, good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Mark, you know, the centerpiece, I guess, of this government shutdown is the funding of Obamacare and the subsidies.
No, it's not. It's what the Democrats claim it is, but it's not the centerpiece. The centerpiece is that they want to fight over something. I'm going to hold you over. The centerpiece is, number one, most of the government's not shut down, and number two, they're going to try and make it as painful as possible. And number three, this shutdown, quote-unquote, has nothing to do with health care. They're trying to make it an issue of health care, and they don't want people to know that they want to fund illegal alien health care. We'll be right back.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-995 54766 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-995-4766. That's 800-995-4766. What do you have to lose? Call 800-995-4766. Again, 800-995-4766.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Plan your day with the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast equips you to tackle any weather, rain or shine. Sponsored by the Queen of Dragons, a local champion delivering premium flour, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Friday's deal runs all weekend until stock's gone, so grab it fast. Support local by visiting X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop. Every day.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
$71.99.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
X Professional.
Mark Levin, bringing the family together every night around the radio.
These children are in need of an education.
The Mark Levin Show.
Making sure the land of the free and the home of the brave stays that way. Dial Mark Levin now at 877-381-3811.
Well, the Fed has finally dropped interest rates, and they need to drop them more. But look, you got to deal with what you got. Now, that's great news for American homeowners. Expenses have been a major burden, especially with these credit cards and interest rates. And you're worried about the value of the dollar, and you should be. But if you're a homeowner and you want to call my friends at American Financing, I urge you to do it right now. Interest rates have dropped. Many homeowners are seeing options in the low fives. Hello! Low fives. Compare that to credit cards charging rates in the 20s or higher. American Financing can help you pay off that expensive debt, free up your cash flow, keep your budget under control, get all this burden and this stress behind you, and you're going to have a lot of money left over in your pocket. Their salary-based mortgage consultants are saving customers on average $800 a month, $10,000 a year. Imagine what you can do with that. If you get started right away, like now, you might even be able to delay your next mortgage payment so you have a little extra cash. Folks, this is a lifeline. We're showing you how to get out of the situation you're in. There's nothing better, no better, than American Financing. I don't care who's promoting other groups. Other companies, this is a fantastic small family-owned business, American Financing. They've been around for over a quarter century. They're highly rated. I've used them. My family's used them. Mr. Producer's used them. Call American Financing today, 888-900-1828, 888-900-1828, 888-900-1828, or visit AmericanFinancing.com. Net.
NMLS 182334. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. APR for rates in the fives start at 6.327% for well-qualified borrowers. Call 888-900-1828 for details about credit costs and terms.
Holy moly. All right, let's go back to our friend Lee in Leesburg, Virginia, the great WMAL. Lee, go right ahead again. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, no, thank you. And thank you for correcting me on the reasons for the shutdown. I'm just going to play their game. Mark,
Hold on now. You made a great point, though. Why don't we get rid of Obamacare? Nobody's even talking about that. That's a great point.
Yes.
It doesn't work. I'm with you.
Yes.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Mark, fine. The conditions that exist for the repeal of Obamacare are exactly the same as they were back in 2017, and I would argue they're even better now than they were then. Why aren't we getting rid of this inflationary bill right now? I would like to see them come out tomorrow and say, you know what, we're dusting off this repeal package from 2017, and we're going to put it on the floor, and we're going to vote on it, and Donald Trump's going to sign it.
Because what do they say? You can't kill a program in Washington, D.C. They're not going to do it, but they should do it. You are 100% correct. It's a great point. All right, Lee. Now, let me ask you something, Lee, and I'm going to dump that, and I'm not going to tell the nation what we spoke about is for security reasons. So anyway, I shouldn't have said that. All right, my brother. Great call. Great point, as a matter of fact. It's our man Lee from Leesburg, Virginia. All right, let me see here. Who else do we have? Let's see here. Let us go to Joel, Naples, Florida. The great WFSX. Joel, how are you?
Hi, Mark. Good. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say this. I have all the respect and love for Israel. I've never been there, but so much that I've seen and so much that I know and people that I know that are from Israel are wonderful people. But I'm a little bit upset because it seems like every time that a deal is made with Israel, they get the raw end of the stick. And especially now, you know, they have to release, I guess, 250 criminals
and then 1,700 more.
Right. And then they don't even know where all the dead hostages are, and the 20 they don't even have confirmation if they're all alive.
And who's being pressured though? Right to the end, it's Israel, not Hamas. So we're going to look at the specifics of this detail. I mean, I like the opening comments, but you got to look at the details. And so we will look at this. I am mindful that it was good enough for Netanyahu and good enough for Trump. But, you know, we think about these things independently. But at least at the front end, we'll see how this goes. And I'm told these lines that Israel's pulling back to, at least initially, are lines that they had agreed to in 2020. So that's not that massive of a give on their part. But, I mean, the final point is Hamas going to surrender and be disarmed? And is that area going to be demilitarized? I assume that's quite important. And also, Israel needs to ensure its security. They cannot permit this to happen again. I understand the hostage families, and they're 100% right to be fighting like hell for their loved ones. But you don't want any more hostages. And so what Hamas has gotten out of this, if they survive, is whatever they do again, and they will do it again, grab as many hostages as you can. That's what they've learned from it, right?
I agree. And it's disgusting. And the other thing, too, is they've lost over, I guess, 1,500-plus IDF soldiers that were the age of, I guess, between 20 to 21.
40% of them under the age of 21. And it is important that people understand that these people cannot be allowed to have died in vain, and I don't think the Israelis are going to allow that. But all these Arab countries and Muslim countries the president talks about all coming together, they're all happy about, who cares? That's just Mark speaking. They didn't lose anybody. And this constant praise for Qatar by everybody kind of drives me crazy. Qatar's the one that caused a lot of this to take place. Anyway, that's where we are, my friend. It's an excellent call. Thank you as well. Let's go to Ed, Charlotte, North Carolina, on the Mark Levin app. Go right ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Mark. I called a number of months back to point out about the tariffs. There's no free trade when a dictator like in China take small losses to try to drive capital-intensive businesses out. I want to ask you about Chuck Schumer and your book Power, because he did. I want you to call him out every night. I'm going to challenge you to do that. Because
I don't really take this isn't like a DJ where you call out a record or something like that. I spend more time attacking Schumer than anybody else, but I'm not necessarily going to attack him every night. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, what I'm telling you is we have a Afro-American conservative local talk show host, and he flies once a month to see his mother. He's about 50. And so it's a personal thing. And he started raising Cain for 3 months before that airplane crash and saying Schumer's trying to cause plane crashes. He staffs his committee. He's head of the committee staffing the air traffic controllers. He's cutting them back. He's asking for people that are mentally challenged or depressed. They can apply for jobs.
All right, slow down. You're saying Schumer wants airplanes to crash?
Yes, he was under. He's
all right,
on the
thanks for your call, folks. I can't. I mean, you know, I despise Schumer. But you really expect me to say Schumer wants airplanes to crash? I don't believe that. He might be a schmuck who's doing things that does cause it, but I don't think he wants airplanes to crash, okay? I don't know about the local host and all the rest of it, but I'm not buying into that stuff. It's called The Wrong Show. There's plenty of podcasters that will run with that, by the way, if you want to call them, plenty of them. Okay, let us continue. Let's go to Andy, Edison, New Jersey. How are you, Andy?
Hey, Mark. Mark, you're a treasure, man. You're assistant chief of staff, but you were meant for this job. God bless
you. Well, first of all, you're very kind, but I was not an assistant chief of staff. I was the chief of staff. Go right ahead.
I apologize.
Don't apologize.
Hey, I just wanted to say this guy like Singham, you said, he's doing all this funding. So this guy lives in a capitalistic society, makes $1 billion, and decides to go left and live in China.
Yeah.
And I don't understand the hubris or the arrogance of people like this who's taken it to the nth degree. If we go down, he becomes expendable. What happened to Jack Ma and all this? He kind of, like, disappeared, right? The guy that was the head of the TikTok in China, right? Where is he now?
Boy, that's a good question. Where is he? I don't know.
So, I mean, doesn't this guy realize that? It just makes no sense to me at all.
What you're saying is, as the libs like to say, but in the proper context, he'll be disappeared. Is that what you're saying?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Yeah, but right now he's living like a king. They love this guy, you know, the communist Chinese, because he's doing their dirty work. You see, guys like him and Soros and the rest of them, they're funding the Islamists and the Marxists. They're funding the attacks on ICE directly and indirectly. You know, they love to talk about billionaires paying more taxes, but their billionaires are hideous. They're dangerous. They're un-American for the most part. And so they like billionaires. They just don't like billionaires who are true blue capitalists who actually create jobs and are interested in supporting our country, not destroying it. Thanks for your call, my friend. We'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Shasta College's Harvest Fest returns to Ross Ranch on Saturday, October 18th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Start the evening with a student showcase, then enjoy a delicious dinner of whole roasted pigs and fresh produce grown by our students, plus local beer and wine, live music, dancing, and auctions. Every ticket helps our agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment students gain the hands-on experience they need to succeed. Get your tickets on Eventbrite or call 530-242-7565.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi,
This is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Get connected to what's happening in Shasta County. Tune in to KCNR for the Shasta Live Show, your weekly dose of local business, community buzz, and dining discoveries. Join the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, Reading Buzz, and Eat Shasta every Monday night from 6.05 to 7 p.m. Can't catch it live? No problem. Listen to the archives anytime at KCNR1460.com. KCNR and the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, your community connection.
Folks, some of America's most cherished values are being challenged. Values like faith, family, and freedom that have guided this nation for generations. That's why I proudly support AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC is the conservative alternative offering not only a strong voice for traditional values, but real benefits and discounts that make a difference in your everyday life. And as a member, you'll receive exclusive discounts and benefits on travel, insurance, prescription services, and so much more, along with helpful tools and resources designed to keep you ahead of the curve. And one of the best parts? You'll get the AMAC magazine packed with insightful content and updates that matter to you. Right now, when you choose a 5-year membership, you'll receive up to 33% off, just over $1 a month. So go to amac.us/Levin, amac.us/Levin. Join right now. Stand with AMAC. Again, that's amac.us/Levin, and help keep America strong.
What you'll hear so far?
So far?
So we got more about Mark Levin by going to his website. It's marklevinshow.com.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break.
By the way, Saturday we will have on our Life, Liberty, and Levin Senator Ron Johnson into this FBI stuff and so forth, and we're going to have the ambassador from Israel, Ambassador Leiter, to comment on this. And he lost his eldest son, who was in his 30s, who was a commander of a unit in the early days of the war in Gaza. He lost his eldest son. So what a lot of people don't understand in this country is that this government, which is headed by Netanyahu, and then you have the other ministers cobbled together with other conservative parties, their children, their relatives, are not exempt from military service. And so many of them have family members right in the middle of this war as they're making decisions. It's 2 years ago that terrorists murdered more than 1,200 innocent Israelis and took 250 hostages. And it seems as if the cries of the dead and dying are drowned out by shouts of anti-Semitism and hatred in the streets. This is a brutal, brutal attack, not seen since the Holocaust. So much seems to have been forgotten. Yet as the world looks away, a light does shine in the darkness. United in faith, Christians in America boldly stand with Israel this month by participating in a growing movement. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews Flags of Fellowship. Now, Flags of Fellowship unites churches across America, planting over 1 million Israeli flags across our land. And together, we combat hate, the scourge of anti-Semitism, one flag at a time through our prayers. We can save lives, bring hope, be part of seeing a brighter future unfold. Stand with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, which is obviously made up of Christians and Jews. Show the world that the Holy Land is not alone. To give, call 844-866-IFCJ. That's 844-866-IFCJ. Or go online at levinforthefellowship.org. That's L-E-V-I-N for thefellowship.org. What a fantastic organization. God bless them, as a matter of fact. And we're going to take some final calls here, if I can pull this up properly.
Give peace a chance.
All right, here we go. The word is now that the president might actually travel to Israel at some point and give a speech to the Knesset, I believe at the invitation of Prime Minister Netanyahu. So this thing is moving along. The parties seem to be very pleased about it. I can't wait to see the specifics myself so we can share it, discuss it. Let's go to Adam in Bend, Oregon, KBND. How are you, sir? Go right ahead.
I'm good. Mr. Levin, what an honor.
It's my pleasure.
I just had a quick question for you regarding the way that disagreements, in quotes, go with radical Islamists. What is Israel's stance, or do they have anything comparable to our Second Amendment for their citizens?
That is a great question. They don't have a constitution. They don't have any amendments, therefore. And so they pass laws, or the courts impose rules and laws. And to answer your question, because I looked into this when I was last there a couple of weeks ago, I said, why isn't everybody armed here? And they apparently passed a law where more and more people are, in fact, armed since October 7th. Here's my concern about all this talk about peace. The president, the prime minister, everybody's happy. Maybe. I don't know yet. What is the role of Hamas now? I mean, Hamas is a terrorist group, part of the Muslim Brotherhood. It has an ideology that their thinking goes back to the 7th century. Terrorists, you know, they sign things, they don't mean them. Are they going to wait out Trump and then do something if there's a Democrat administration? So I have a lot of those questions. Doesn't that make sense, Adam?
Yeah. And I was just thinking about what they did October 7th, and that was the more armed they are, in public hands there. I mean, that seems to be a good defense.
You're right. It's certainly one, an important one. I mean, obviously these safe rooms didn't work. But my question is now, what is the status of Hamas? What is going to happen with Hamas? Because Hamas is, it's a cancer. It metastasizes. And so it's going to be very important to see what happens. And right now we don't know. We know what's being said, at least generally, about the hostages. We're being told about phase one of the plan, about the Israelis pulling back. Reports that the president may actually speak in front of the Knesset, things of that sort, very celebratory. But I would be curious to know, what is the status of Hamas? I mean, what happens? And I'm sure that's been worked out. So I'm not sure that it's a problem in the short run. It's going to be a problem in the long run, no matter what. If they're not destroyed, that means they exist. And they're a terrorist organization like the Muslim Brotherhood. Look what we did in Afghanistan. And the enemy's still there. It's still there. And this is an ideology. This is a mindset. And it doesn't just disappear. So I'm going to be very curious to see how this is treated. Thank you for your call, my friend.
I'm not trying to throw a wet blanket on anything. I'm not trying to celebrate anything. I just want to know more. And I think we all want to know more. That's the nature of my brain. That's the way it works. Let's go to Bill, Rochester, New York, the great WHAM. Quickly, Bill, go right ahead.
Honor and a pleasure to speak with you, your greatest. I tried to crystallize things. This is regarding Kathy Hochul. It's amazing how she would, on one hand, reportedly not endorse Mamdani.
I've got to go. I'm sorry. We needed to go quickly there. I apologize. I tried to squeeze you in. We salute all of our heroes. Thank you very, very much. The men and women in Ukraine, the men and women in Israel. We bless our president, the prime minister of Israel. God, please do. Let's hope they came up with some great deal. And God bless each and every one of you. You're fantastic. I'll see you tomorrow.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Don Pepin Garcia Cuban Classic. Wrapped in a beautiful Habano Rosado leaf, these cigars are jam-packed with lush, hearty Nicaraguan tobacco, rich, robust, and yet complex and balanced. Notes of cedar, smoked cashews, black pepper, and cocoa. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.